Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, I sat down with Congressman Jim Clyburn. He's regarded as the most powerful Democrat in South Carolina. He's currently serving his 14th term as congressman and serves as House Majority Whip. During our conversation, Clyburn told me he does not take sharing his endorsement lightly. He knows his power here and that many voters in South Carolina look to him when choosing a candidate. He explained why he feels Vice President Joe Biden is the best candidate to win the presidency.
I think there are a lot of good, smart people who are good politicians, but temperamentally, they ought not be president. And think when it comes to temperament, Biden has what it takes.
Let me ask you something. So, you know, Iowa took us all by surprise, what happened there. Right now, Biden is not really doing that well. I mean, he's come in second in Nevada. We're headed into South Carolina. It's almost like he has said prior that it feels like coming home when he comes to South Carolina. And he's really depending on South Carolinians to help him stay in this race. Are you concerned at all that the rest of America might not be feeling how you feel?
Sure, I'm concerned about that. But I'll remind the rest of America that when Bill Clinton got to South Carolina running for the presidency back in 1992, he had lost 8 or 9, I believe 10, contests before. So I'm not discouraged by that. I would hope that Joe Biden was a better debater. Joe Biden had a terrible stammering problem when he was a child.
A stutterer.
Yeah. And I said to him more than once, I think you ought to come clean with the American people and let people know that when you're looking in the camera, you aren't looking for thoughts. You're looking for the best way to express the thought. But you ought to come clean. He didn't. The second thing is that he was hell-bent on not attacking other Democrats. And people want to see him fight. He said, well, I'll fight Trump. And that was a problem for him.
Yeah.
But when I look at what we're going to be up against in November, I just believe that Joe Biden is the best choice.
Well, as I mentioned, he calls this coming home and is really depending on South Carolina to pull him through. But I was reading about a group of women called the Reckoning Crew here in South Carolina.
It's really the Reckoning Crew. They've cleaned it up a little bit.
Well, what's interesting is that they would go knocking door to door several months ago, asking folks. At first, they were behind Kamala Harris and asking folks, who will you be voting for? And everyone was saying Biden. And now that Kamala's out, Cory Booker's no longer running, they've been knocking on some of those same doors. And now folks are saying, I'm not so sure. What are you saying to South Carolinians who really this state feels consequential because of what happened in the other states in the caucuses?
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I went to a funeral Friday morning. My accountant passed away. And 4 or 5 people in that church before the funeral got started wanted to know from me, what are you going to do? Who are you going to support? We need to hear from you. That's when I made my decision to be public.
One thing I want to ask you about is Bernie Sanders. He's leading, but you have concerns about a Democratic socialist. Why?
Well, it's not just a Democratic socialist. Look, I like Bernie, but I know South Carolina, and I think I know this country pretty well. I also think that history ought to be instructive.
Explain what you mean.
Well, I was around in 1972.
1972. That was the year South Dakota U.S. Senator George McGovern, through a grassroots campaign, won the presidential nomination. But Clyburn notes that McGovern only won one state, losing out to Richard Nixon.
And that's what I see happening here today. History ought to be instructive. And I may be wrong about this. But if he were to get the nomination.
Senator Sanders.
Yes. I hope I'm wrong. I just don't think I am.
I want to ask you a little bit about some of the other candidates. You have explicitly ruled out Pete Buttigieg, whose campaign your grandson is working for.
Yep.
As a possible candidate, you could endorse or stand behind. I just want to know more about why.
Because I know this state, and I know what I think is best for this country. I don't have anything against Pete.
Yeah.
If I had something against him, I would tell my grandson.
Representative Clyburn, but I want to ask you a little bit more about this. Do you think there's a generational divide here?
There's always a generation divide.
That's true. There is always
a
generation.
I don't know why anybody's making a big thing about this. There's a generational divide between me and my daddy.
But when it comes to this moment where we're trying to decide as Americans who we're going to put forth as a nominee and ultimately president of the United States, is that generational divide enough to divide the Democratic alignment there? Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. That's what happened in 1972.
Yeah.
It was there.
Are you afraid of that?
I'm always afraid of that. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was sitting in, my daddy did not agree with everything that we were doing. There was something wrong with his son going to jail. My mother was fine, but not my daddy.
Yeah.
And so there are exceptions to every rule.
Representative Clyburn, thank you so much for taking this time with us.
Thank you.